Let's talk about meditation and mindfulness techniques. Meditation is a practice where an individual uses techniques such as focusing the mind on a particular object or a thought or activity to train attention and awareness, achieving a mentally clear and emotionally calm and stable state. Mindfulness is a form of meditation where you focus on being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the moment without interruption or judgment. Some common techniques are 1. Focused attention meditation, concentrating on a single point, such as your breath, a mantra, or an object. It could be like a crystal or a rose or some small little thing that you can totally focus on. When your focus begins to shift, gently bring your mind back to the object or the mantra or to your breath. Focused attention meditation is about going back and forth between being focused, losing the focus, and then coming back. So if you lose the focus, that's okay. That's how the mind works. Don't think that you're not meditating correctly. You're doing just fine. Always bring yourself back to that single point. The next technique is a body scan meditation. Paying attention to different parts of your body, usually starting from your toes and moving up to your head. Let's say you want to focus on your left knee. Just notice it. If it's feeling okay, that's great. If it's a little pain, then just breathe into the pain and just be there, fully breathing, fully experiencing what's there, and eventually it will begin to shift. Loving kindness is another type of meditation, focusing on developing an attitude of love and kindness towards oneself and others. Practice looking into the mirror and telling yourself, "I love you," as you look into your reflection. Look into your left eye and really say, "I love you," 3 times with total heart and meaning. You will begin to feel a sense of peace. Mindfulness meditation is observing thoughts and feelings without judgment, often combined with breathing exercises. Those breathing exercises are many, and I can always give you certain ones that you would need to help you with your mindfulness meditation practice. Transcendental meditation is repeating a mantra to transcend normal thought patterns and achieve a state of restful awareness. That can be done with mala beads, that can be done with a rosary, that can be done with just simply repeating the mantra over and over again, and it allows your body and mind to relax. The benefits of meditation and mindfulness are many. First of all, it reduces stress. It can significantly reduce your stress by lowering your cortisol levels. And oftentimes, people find that their blood pressure drops. It can also improve your concentration. Regular practice enhances focus and cognitive abilities. So if you find your mind jumping all over the place, being very forgetful, it's probably due to the fact that we're on the computer and our cell phones all the time. So to improve your concentration, just begin to enhance your focus and use your cognitive abilities to be able to remember things better. Enhance emotional health. It helps in reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety, promoting a more positive outlook on life. Journaling can help you do that quite a bit. Increase self-awareness. Meditation and mindfulness can often foster a deeper understanding of oneself and one's emotions. Promote better sleep. Practicing meditation can help improve sleep quality by relaxing the mind and the body. And there are certain mantras that you can use to help you fall asleep. Can support pain management. Mindfulness and meditation can help in coping with chronic pain by altering pain perception. Meditation and mindfulness can improve relationships, can increase empathy and emotional regulation that can lead to better interpersonal relationships. Personal experiences often happen, and many individuals report profound personal growth and enhanced well-being from regular meditation and mindfulness practice. Here are a few common experiences. 1. A heightened awareness. Practitioners often notice a greater awareness of their thoughts and feelings, leading to a more thoughtful response and less reactivity. 2. Calmness and relaxation. Regular meditation can bring about a sense of calmness and relaxation, reducing overall anxiety levels. 3. Better coping skills. Many find that they are better able to cope with life challenges using mindfulness to stay grounded in difficult situations. 4. Greater emotional resilience. Over time, meditation can build emotional resilience, making it easier to handle stress and bounce back from setbacks. 5. Enhance creativity and problem solving. Some experience a boost in creativity and improved problem solving skills as a result of a clearer, more focused mind. Personal experiences with meditation and mindfulness vary, but many find these practices to be life-enhancing and transformative. There are many different types of meditation techniques, and if you want to find the right one for you, feel free to connect with me and I can help guide you into what works for you the best. Have a blessed day. Namaste. Okay, so I must do a medical disclaimer that the information provided here is for general informational purposes only and is not intended for a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do not disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have read, hear, or heard. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or go to the nearest emergency medical department. The content here may include information on health topics, medical conditions, treatments, and products that may not be applicable to you. Reliance on any information provided by this information is solely at your own risk. This may contain links to external websites or podcasts that are not provided or maintained by or in any way affiliated with us. Please note that we do not guarantee the accuracy, relevance, timeliness, or completeness of any information on these external websites or podcasts. By using this information, you acknowledge that you have read this disclaimer and agree to its terms.